Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
There.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to a Mike Loxley quote in a second from Big Ten Media Days yesterday. Before that, Farley, quick shout out to our friends at Kaser Blasting and Coatings. They can blast and powder coat anything metal. We're talking railings, fences, metal furniture, yard signs, vent covers, antiques, wheels, car frames, car parts, car bodies, and trailers. They blast away years of corrosion, and they protect it with a durable coating. We're talking even hunting blinds, airplanes, ag equipment. Is that up your alley, Farley?
Your car could use some blasting and powder coat.
No, mine looks pretty good.
Mine looks pretty good, too, when I wash it.
They have quality, knowledge, and experience, and versatility. If you want to learn more about Kaser Blasting, please call 402-421-3559 or go to kaserblasting.com to request a quote. That's K-A-S-E-R, kaserblasting.com for a quote today. Reminder, day two today continues of Media Day coverage in Las Vegas. Our crew is still out there, DP, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Nick Sainert. Coverage out there is sponsored by Currency, Stevens and Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball, Omaha. I'm curious how their voices are on day two after all the talking.
Probably Austin.
Austin,
but
is
Jay,
gonna,
you do a lot.
What?
You do a lot for your show, man. You need to let one of these guys bring it in one time. You'd have to say, "Hey, bring it in."
It's not hard to bring it in. That's what I do. It's my role.
Well, no, is that what they just sit here and just I don't know.
They bounce back. I mean, proper. We do it properly here, Farley.
Properly?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Bill Bush bringing it back in.
He could do that. I think he might get sidetracked though by something. But appreciate all of our sponsors for making Media Days possible, and for our guys out there for doing a great job. And if you missed any of the interviews, they're on the we have a specific podcast page on the website at theticketfm.com. Also, you can find it on anywhere you can find podcasts. We have Big Ten Media Days coverage. We had Raiola on. We had Matt Rule sit down with the team. We had Deshaun Singleton, Marquise Buford, Henry Lutovsky, the man in charge of the playoffs, sat down with him. I thought they had Jim Gray on yesterday, but I'll have to confirm that or not. Legendary broadcaster. But it was a great day, and I'm sure it'll be a great, great day again for day two from Las Vegas. But speaking of day one, we hit on Illinois, Brett Bielema's the weight loss. We've already played a ton of Matt Rule audio. We mentioned Ohio State a little bit briefly, not a ton there from Ohio State. But a guy you don't think about often is Mike Loxley at Maryland. Rough year, 4-8 last year for Maryland. And Mike Loxley was at Media Days and had went into some detail about the problems in the locker room and what's going to happen going forward. Here's Mike Loxley from yesterday at Media Days, Maryland head coach, on locker room issues at Maryland last year.
I can tell you last year was tough on me as a coach because for the first time, those really strong relationships were questioned because I had to decide whether to pay a freshman coming in or take care of a veteran player that helped me go to three bowl games and have success and do something that hadn't been done in 130 years in the history of Maryland football. And it was hard to do both. And so what I've decided now is if you come to Maryland and you look outside of our locker room, there's a sign. And that sign reads, you can leave your Louis belts, your car keys, and your financial statements outside of this locker room, because when you enter those doors, we'll all pay the same price for success or failure. And that's really important for me. And that's what last year was about for me. But that's also why I'm excited about this year, because I don't know what kind of team I have just yet, but I know that they're really talented, and it's a matter of them playing for something bigger than themselves, which we're in the process of developing that type of culture.
I'm not trying to pat me and Sip on the back for what we said years ago when NIL came into play, but we thought there would be locker room issues between of guys knowing that someone's getting more than I'm making. He just said that he had an issue with paying a freshman to go there versus a guy that helped him to three straight bowl games as a senior. And I get that. I mean, you're a former player. I mean, you are not there for NIL, but if you were playing in today's day and age and you knew that guys were making more money than the other guys in the team, how does that not cause a divide in the locker room?
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
It will.
I mean, Loxley said right there, it's the first time it's been a problem.
When you put money into this equation, you know, a freshman should never make more than a 4-year guy right. Who's been there. You know, you could say that probably the quarterback is probably the only one probably supposed to make more than a guy who's been there the longest. But, you know, I always say this, that money's going to be the death of college football, and especially when we put these kids in a position to make this much money when – guys in the old days, we only played for $300 a month. I mean, $387 to be exact. And then these guys are, you know, they're already scholarship checks are $2,200, and now you're adding big time money to it. And who's playing for money and who's playing for the glory of football is what you need to know, because football is a game of passion. You know, I understand that you're getting paid to do it now, but who, you know, somebody's going to say, hey, as long as I get my money, I don't care what happens. I don't want that type of person on a team with me, you know, because, you know, it's not about money. It's about, you know, at the end of the day, who's going to be at that podium holding that national champion trophy at the end of the year?
Well, I mean, it's not just Maryland. I'm sure other schools have the same problem with who's getting paid what. Is there problems with guys being teammates? You know, it's always the cliche. There's no I in team. You know, it is, but there is a me though. But it's important to know that this is a team sport. Like golf is an individual sport, tennis individual, football, basketball, baseball. Everyone's getting paid differently, but there's different. But it's all for the same goal, to help the team win at a high level, and not let that come in the way of our success as a program. But I'm sure that, again, more than just Maryland, it's been a problem other places as well.
Yeah, especially transfer guys. You know, hey, why is this transfer making more than me?
100%. And they should say that. I've been here the whole time. Why does he get more than me to come here?
Yeah.
Mike Loxley also said last year, quote, Coach Lox lost his locker room. We had haves and have-nots for the first time. The landscape has taught me a valuable lesson. If I have to put my desk in the locker room, I will, end quote. Mike Loxley.
Oh, I wouldn't put my desk in the locker room. No. Not for that smell, but
no.
You know,
Loxley said, if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
He's trimmed down.
I think he's fighting for his job right now. You know, I mean, Maryland can't take another year like they took last year. And he's on a hot seat. He just doesn't really want to say it, but
not that bad. I mean, again, he made bowl games, like you said, 3 years before that. And yeah. So it's been a tough place to win historically. Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland's
the
not
basketball
a football
school.
Yeah, it's not a football powerhouse. So no. you gotta take the good with the bad in that situation.
Yeah. So that's Coach Loxley. We never heard from Ryan Day or Greg Schiano. I'm looking at Brett McMurphy's feed from On Three. One thing about Ohio State, quickly, I don't have audio of this, but he says regarding the offense with Brian Hartline taking over for Chip Kelly, Ryan Day says, quote, it'll be very similar. We've tried to keep offense same over the last 9 years. Chip brought in his own ideas, but we try to keep the offense the way it was. So you expect to see a big change from Brian Hartline, now the OC, with Chip Kelly out at Ohio State. Probably,
I think you'll see more passing in Ohio
but they,
State.
But they
team.
Ran. I mean, they won the championship. They were a very heavy running team with Henderson
and
Judkins.
But how good is Peoples though? That's the question. How good is their running back? You lost two starters.
Two studs. Absolute beasts.
And then, you know, then what I do hear is that the quarterback situation is not even.
Well, it's not. I mean, Julian Sayin's going to be likely the quarterback, but we're not entering the season with, hey, there's a no-doubt Heisman contender at Ohio State. Last year, same thing. Will Howard was not a Heisman guy. He was a serviceable, good quarterback, not a Heisman dude. But they don't know right now for sure that Sayin's the guy. He's likely right now the quarterback, but Devin Brown's in that conversation. Yeah. And one more guy is in the conversation, so they got three guys that want to be the starter. And if it's not clear by mid August who the guy is, that's got to be concerning for Ohio State with hopes of going back to back and also playing. Oh, by the way, Texas week one at home.
Yeah, so I think Texas might lose by three games this year.
Wow, there's a take, Farley. You're not in on Arch Manning.
Nah.
Out on Arch.
Don't forget, I played with Sark.
You did?
Yeah.
Where at? CFL? What team?
The Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders. Are you friends with him still?
If I see him, we'll talk.
You should text him.
Well, I don't have
his
number.
Well, find
I can
his
get it from Mickey.
Well, do that then.
Well, I don't want to bother these guys.
Say hello, man. I do radio. Want to come on the radio with me sometime?
I ride my own coattail, Jake. I don't need any other guys.
I respect that, Farley. When we come back, the spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.